Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Midweek Tarot Forecast. I am your host, Taruk Vishal, accompanied by my wonderful co-host, Aluna Odette.
Good evening, everyone.
And Auric Knight is joining us as well.
Hello, everybody.
Okay, so you guys could definitely find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, all at Triple Chalice Tarot. And you can also find Auric Knight on Facebook at the Auric Knight. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Auric? Yep.
Yes, definitely. So let's get this reading started. Okay, so the first card is the Wheel card. Now, when I look at this card, the Wheel card is about doors opening. It is about luck. It is about opportunities. It is about windfall and success and realizing your destiny. This is a card that I see. It's about rotation of life. Aluna, what do you see?
Well, I definitely see what you said about this being a connection with life, the change in season, fortune this is represented by. So this card is saying to me that right now pathways are being opened. There are many pathways open right now and many opportunities out there, and you can basically choose to take any direction that you want within your life. The universe is definitely backing you and behind you, but you have to understand that you're playing at her system as well. You're playing at the cogs of her whim, so to speak.
Definitely. Now, the next card is the Fool card. Now, the Fool card has to do with childlike sentiments. It has to do with a new path, a new journey, a new route in life, a new pursuit. Aluna, what do you see when you look at the Fool card?
Well, I see a childlike wonder, someone that is revolutionary. The planetary association with this card is Uranus, okay, which is ruled by Aquarius. So this card is in the depiction, it's often displayed a young youth who is walking off a cliff, taking a leap of faith, traversing into the unknown, and leaving behind what he was safe in, the farm, the village, the town, his past life situation. He is getting a brand new start. And the numerology associated with this card is zero, which you can look at as negative or positive, but in the positive, it is a limitless place for potential and possibilities and things to happen and grow. The universe was born from the Fool. You know, the universe was born from nothing. So there's definitely some appreciation in that card as well.
Okay, that's wonderful. Now, the next card is the Eight of Swords, and this is a card that has to do with crisis, with provocation, with obstacles. This is a card about trouble, about problems. Aluna, what do you see when you look at the Eight?
Well, in my depiction of the Eight of Swords, we have a woman. She's seated, and she's bound at her arms and her wrists. And she's blindfolded, and she's surrounded by swords, these swords that's been protruding from the ground. And she's basically a damsel in distress. But what we also see here is that her legs are not bound. So at any moment, she can walk out of that situation. But because she is so gripped by the fear of just the uncertainty, the unknown, the thoughts that she's telling herself, because the Swords deals with the intellect and logic and ideas. So she's constantly in fear of leaving that realm of her own discomfort, her own sort of imprisonment. So it's a self-inflicting victimization that we're witnessing here with this card. This card is talking about being the victim of your own mental devices, what you tell yourself, the rumors that you believe that other people may tell you or have about you, and that confining you and limiting you in your space. So it's a very different energy I'm picking up as we're going into further into this reading, because I'm seeing in the beginning these pathways, this open opportunity, this childlike wonder and you wanting to take this newfound pathway, but there's something still in the back of your mind holding you back, and that's what we're, you know, that's what we're seeing here with the Eight, what I'm picking up on.
Wonderful. The next card is the Ace of Pentacles, and this card has to do with divine money, with money coming from the sky. This has to do with new opportunities. This has to do with the beginning of something, the beginning of money coming in, the spark, okay? This is a card about wishes coming true, about success. So it is a very positive money card. Aluna, what do you see?
This card, when we talk about the Aces, we're talking about beginnings, potential, seeds being planted. This card can also talk about pregnancy and childbirth, because it is manifesting from the earth. It is manifested from the womb and grown to blossom and bud. Now, when we talk about the Pentacles, we're talking about money, financial resources. So this is kind of saying to me that you have something, whether it be something that intellectual property, maybe something that you own, that you make, your business endeavor, it is a seed. It has a potential to be planted and grow into a great tree, a great forest of trees, and eventually an empire that will sustain and support you, as we witness later on throughout the Pentacles suite. But yeah, this card is definitely about beginnings and definitely having something that has the possibility for revenue, return, profit. Okay, so that's what I'm seeing with this card.
Okay, now the final card is the Six of Wands. Now this card is a card about victory, about success, about honors, about achievement, about finally reaching the end, you know, the finale and being successful. So it is a very positive ending card. Aluna, what do you see?
This card is about valor. It is about success. It's about receiving accolades. So not only did you reach a level of success and a level of personal power, because we're talking about the wands here, so it's the fiery energy. It's the ego, the will, the passion, the vital force. So you've won some awards, and people are recognizing you for what you've done. They're congratulating you. They're sharing in your victory, and perhaps they've supported you to reach this position. So all these things leading up to the final result is saying that if you can just move past fearing your own success, you know, fearing your own, moving past that fear of your own success. That's pretty much what this reading is saying, that you want it, you know you can achieve it, you have the persona to go after it with a childlike openness to it and the wheel being granted to you, but there's something still in your mind kind of holding you back. But if you overcome that fear, if you make that next step, if you take that leap of faith, there definitely will be reward and payout by the end of this, and that's what I definitely see.
Definitely. So now that you have heard all of this, Auric, how can the people out there implement this in their lives?
I think, it's funny because as I'm listening, the one thing that stuck out to me that I wanted to say was circle of life, And sometimes we tend to forget that the journey is evolution, the journey is transcendence.
Mm-hmm.
And as it, from what you guys laid out, it sounds like to me that maybe the people or any soul that's listening that they're identifying with, it's the process to anything and everything, either your relationship, romantic relationship, either your work life, either there's something about yourself you just need to conquer. And it feels like what the cards are trying to say is that it's okay to foolishly make decisions and embrace mistakes and totally let go of fear and truthfully just be successful in being yourself, not fearing, you know, perception from others or not fearing failure. But truthfully, at a core level, embracing the journey and maybe instilling in your subconscious instant forgiveness of self, because we all deserve forgiveness, we all deserve love, we all deserve acceptance, but it has to start with self first. And the cards, for me, have really inspired me tonight, because it's okay to start something new, make mistakes, and still keep going with that childlike energy, because truthfully, euphoria is childlike energy. Euphoria is the best place to be, and why not view your mistakes as euphoric as your happier times? So that's what I got from the cards.
Wonderful!
Wow,
that was
look, we both were gonna say the same thing. That really was amazing. The Auric Night.
Definitely.
You want to carry on?
So, you know what? I'm actually been inspired now. I'm interested to the very least, maybe not do tarot card readings, but maybe on another day, really look into what that means and how to just in my memory bank, just to have it as something to know. You guys are really, really inspirational. I just wanted to say that you guys are inspirational. The cards
Aww.
Are inspirational.
Thank
and
you
energy
so
is very real. And I hope our callers can sense that synergy, because we don't just – it doesn't just happen. It's frequency. And again, it's funny how the cards – I know that everyone on the line, and I know Aluna said this to me earlier today, everyone will identify with some portion of the reading, and it's just up to you to receive the message from the universe. The universe is always giving you a learning lesson. You accept the challenge, execute, do the best that you can, and keep it moving. That's really what I want the callers to take tonight.
Wow,
hashtag
yes.
Fearless,
yes.
Fearless fighters. Hashtag fearless fighters. I want to make that a thing. So.
Hashtag fearless
right.
fighters, okay?
Absolutely. And
so,
where can they find
it.
You,
let's
or tonight?
It.
Because you do have your page, correct? You have a Facebook
yes.
page.
Absolutely. So I'm in the beginning stages, and it's funny how the cards align with that. I'm in the beginning stages. I'm foolishly just throwing out some amazing energy, or what I think is amazing energy, out, and hopefully it reaches somebody. But www.facebook.com/auricknight, AURICKNIGHT, and you can find my Facebook. You can find my Facebook through, not my Facebook, I'm sorry, my Instagram through Facebook. And I post a lot of inspirational stuff. You know, sometimes I keep it very surface level. Most times it's something that hits me deep, and I feel so in tune with the universe, and I just feel like it's my duty to help enlighten others. And if you guys ever want to just leave something on my page. Oh, actually, today I had a fearless challenge. I want everybody to go on my page, leave a video, a picture of some sort, something that you were afraid to show the world, and just fearlessly expose it and give it away, and don't think about it, and just do it, and really resonate with how good that feels to be yourself fearlessly.
Yes, I love it. I love it. So we have 60 seconds left, you guys, so I just wanted to thank everyone for listening tonight. I want to thank Aluna and Auric for joining me tonight. So thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you so much.
Of course. So with that, I will close the show. Good night, everyone.
Have a
good
night,
everybody.